God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin. I recently finished watching a series, it's now become a term now, to binge watch shows online, and I recently watched a show entitled Breaking Bad. I don't recommend it. It does really break bad. It's very dark, and it unfolds the life of a man who engages in a world of drug dealing in order to deal with cancer. And it's, however, very well written. It's a masterclass on describing the depths of depravity. It doesn't glorify anything in the show. It doesn't describe anything that he's engaged in as cool or something that we would want to emulate. And it is really a fascinating masterclass on how what starts off with good intentions can also have some devastating effects as the deceptions and the lies continue to get deeper and deeper and far more entrenched, in which many people and everybody in the end eventually get hurt. It's the life of a selfish life who admits in the end, I just did it all for me. But he has a sidekick in the show, a young man named Jesse that he brings along for the ride that helps him cook drugs and sell them. And eventually it gets to a dark point. I'll not leave all the details, but he gets to a point where he begins to be completely distraught about who he is and what he's done. And he goes back to a Narcotics Anonymous class that he'd been attending for quite some time. And he sits down and begins to have, as it were, in the midst of these group of people gathered in a circle, a confessional moment, but he cannot really actually confess what he's really done. So he describes a much lesser offense, though capturing what he was very much distraught about. And he wants to get it off his chest. He's in tears. He's struggling along the way. And the leader of the class wants him to continue and says, you know what, Jesse, we're just not here to sit in judgment. To which Jesse responds, why not? Why not? Maybe. Maybe this other person over here is right. You know, maybe I should have done something. Maybe I should have done something different. And the thing is, if you just do stuff and nothing happens, what's it all mean? I mean, what's the point? All right, this whole thing is about self-acceptance, to which the leader says, well, kicking yourself doesn't give you any meaning to anything, to which Jesse responds, so I should just stop judging and accept? So no matter what I do, hooray for me because I'm such a great guy. It's all good. No matter what I do, it's just what? I just do an inventory and accept? I mean, what a load of crap. No, you know what? You know why I'm here in the first place in this meeting? It's to sell you drugs. You're nothing to me but customers. And he's just distraught and crying here at this moment. And he looks at the leader of the group and says, are you okay with that? Huh? Do you accept? And the leader says, no. And Jesse says, it's about time. It's about time. The show is aptly titled Breaking Bad because it's a term in the South about how someone just throws caution to the winds, lives for themselves, and goes crazy. But Good Friday is about Jesus breaking the bad in us. And truth be told, he is not like the naive leader of the group around there. He's actually someone who knows it all along. And you know what? He wasn't okay with it. He wasn't okay with who we are. He didn't accept us. He died for us. He laid down his life for us. It was so awful, when we think about it, that it required that. The visual reminder of what Jesus did right above my head at the top of the organ chamber, a Roman symbol of capital punishment. He wasn't okay with it, and he did it. And we are called, in light of what he's done, to have that same kind of moment that Jesse has, that something did happen, that there was a point, that there was an action done on our behalf that we couldn't do for ourselves. Which is why Martin Luther would write, "Lord Jesus, you are my righteousness. I am your sin. You took on you what was mine, and yet you set on me what was yours. You became what you were not, that I might become what I was not." Jesus died to break the bad, and to do so decisively. May you feel its weight and its depth, but also its freedom. For when he says it is finished, he meant it. Forgiven, free, once and for all. The challenge for us is just to live it. Amen.